for the community, by the community. This is BCR.
A very good afternoon to you. It's Sunday lunchtime, 1 o'clock, and that means that it's time for me, Steve Lee, for the next hour to present Instrumental Moods. Now, it is Sunday lunchtime. It's possible, therefore, that you're about to have your lunch. And I was wondering, how do you fancy a starter? What about a piece of pineapple? I can supply a pineapple rag. So good. Really enjoyed starting Instrumental Moods with that today. That was Scott Joplin's Pineapple Rag. Well, this programme's live, and if you want to get in contact with me, I'd love to hear from you. You could, for example, suggest a particular instrumental tune that I'll try and find for you, and if I can find it, I'll play it for you before 2 o'clock. If you want to say hello for any particular reason, you want to shout out, maybe it's your birthday, maybe you're doing something special, are you about to get ready to go on holiday? Because the children are now on school holidays, at least in the UK. I'm happy to hear from you for just about any reason, apart from complaints. I slide those into the spam department. So it's studio at bcradio.co.uk, studio at bcradio.co.uk, and the text number direct to our studio here is 07383 677 337, 07383 677 337. And if you go to our website, by the way, you can do both of those things really easily. There's a couple of buttons that you can touch and get in touch with us. The website for BCR is www.bcradio.com. bcr.co.uk. So, as I say, get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you. Now, you probably know that every so often, well, quite regularly, it seems to me, there are sort of national celebration days. We can celebrate all sorts of strange things. Now, I promise you, without a word of a lie, I have discovered that today is National Ice Cream Day, which is rather handy because at home I've got half a tub of vanilla and I've got an unopened tub of raspberry ripple and I've got a large tub of strawberries for my tea tonight. So you can guess how I'm going to be celebrating National Ice Cream Day. There we go. That was Perez Prado. And if you want some useless information, apparently he was universally known as the King of the Mambo. There we go. It was called My Roberta. You're listening to BCR, Borsal Common Radio. I'm Steve Lee here each Sunday lunchtime between 1 and 2 with a nice selection of instrumental moods. So you can do whatever you do on a Sunday lunchtime. Thank you. you know what? I feel as if I'm in a coffee house somewhere, which is rather appropriate because that was called Coffee House Vibes by the Instrumental Music Cafe. Talking about new places to have coffee, I'm quite looking forward to the opening of Wetherspoons in Kenilworth in about a week's time. I've been told that it's due to open on the 29th of July, in about a week's time. There is a particular reason, actually, why I'm quite keen to go in there, because 20-odd years ago, maybe longer, it used to be Summerfield, the supermarket, and for 5 years I worked in that building. So in my mind, I can still see the layout of the building and where all the, fridges and freezers were and everything. So I'm quite looking forward to that. I can only say that I hope in the refurbishment that they have sorted out the lift in that particular building, because when I was at Summerfield at 18 to 24 Warwick Road in Kenilworth, which is the address of the new Wetherspoons, the lift was always breaking down. So if they haven't renewed that, they're going to get off to a very bad start. They've gone. There we go. That was Sounds Orchestral. And it was called While We Danced Somewhere or Another. Oh, dance anyway, can't you, really? Unless you're me. And then, unfortunately, I've definitely got two left feet. I always remember my late mum and dad, bless them, they were quite keen on dancing. They used to go somewhere in Leamington and do, like, dance lessons on a Wednesday evening. And then they'd come back and they'd... They would try to practice the steps in our kitchen. Now, I inherited the house from Mum and Dad when they passed away. And the kitchen is not that big. And now I look at it, like, how do they manage to try and practice these moves in such a small kitchen? But anyhow, brings back nice memories. So you're listening to BCR. We're online. We're on your smart speaker. We're even on Robert's DAB-enabled radios, and we're broadcasting around the world. That was proved about a week ago, because when DJ KC and myself were doing a programme a week ago, we had an email from Sweden, which was very nice. And it was a lovely lady, actually. She'd obviously been listening quite closely to what we'd been saying, because at the end of the programme, she sent us a poem, and it was based on all the different things we'd spoken about. It was really well put together. I read it out. So, yeah, you know, and I seem to remember I had a I had contact from somebody in Paris one day. Yeah, just thought I'd throw that in. It's quite frightening, really, to think that I can be heard all over the world. I've got a friend who I know listens from time to time. She's in New Zealand. I used to work with her many, many years ago. And because it's New Zealand, of course, we're on a rather different time scale. So she listens to me and the programmes I do on Listen Again on our website, because much as she loves me, she said, I'm not getting up at 3 a.m. to listen to you, Steve, no matter how many years I've known you. Well, that was a group called Apollo 100. Apparently they were quite successful, but only for a short time, back in the 1970s. That was called Listening to Mozart, which is a perfect link for me, because if you like your classical music, I can recommend a programme later today on BC Radio. Tonight at 10 o'clock, it's Ken Anton, and his programme is called Music in the Drawing Room. It's an hour's worth of light classical music and chamber music and things. Nothing too heavy, but a nice way to finish off a Sunday. So have a listen to Ken Anton. Got his first name and his second name mixed up there. How about Dragnet now by Ray Anthony and his orchestra? I don't think I've ever heard of this tune. I've listened to it before today, because obviously when I prepare the music, I do have a quick listen to new things. So I must have liked it when I was going through a list of possible bits and pieces to play for you today. So enjoy this. helps if you switch your microphone on, doesn't it? Usually it's me switching myself off. I got to switch myself on then. Anyhow, I'm still here. I was just going to say that was rather dramatic piece of music. It sounded as if sort of some sort of dramatic TV spectacular was about to be thrust upon you. It was called Dragnet, Ray Anthony and his orchestra there. Talking about television, I noticed during the week, apparently a new Blue Peter presenter has been announced. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm of the era of Valerie Singleton, John Noakes and Peter Purvis. And it used to be like, I think it used to be on a Monday and Thursday at 5 to 5. But I thought Blue Peter was great. I couldn't believe it when it was announced at least a year ago. They decided it was no longer going to be a live programme. And it got moved online and all sorts of things. But I can't believe this. And I promise you, this is true. They have announced this new presenter. And it's Hacker T-Dog. Yeah, that's what I said. It's Hacker T-Dog who is the new Blue Peter presenter. So he is a puppet. And I looked at it and I thought, well, I'll tell you what. I bet he won't be climbing Nelson's Column like the late, great John Noakes did. Now, there was a brave man. Sandy Nelson, that's who that was, and back off Boogaloo. Well, a very good afternoon to you. It's Steve here, and we have some great programmes coming up for you today on BCR. Just want to mention one particularly. 8 o'clock tonight, Debbie McLeod will be with you for Soulful Journeys. That's between 8 and 10. It's a programme where she talks about all sorts of things which are really thought-provoking. I listen to it regularly when I'm at home on a Sunday evening. And so I've been in touch with her this morning to ask her what the subject is this evening. It's burnout, which happens to loads of people, happens to all of us sooner or later, I think. It's the way life runs, isn't it? But it's always a good listen. I don't think there's a guest this evening. There might be, but you never know. But whatever happens, if you've got the chance, have a listen to Debbie this evening between 8 and 10 for Soulful Journeys. I like the bit at the very end. In the last 15 or 20 minutes, she plays all this really relaxing music. And it just gives you time to think about all the things she's been talking about during the programme. It's a well put together programme. So give Debbie a listen tonight from 8 o'clock on BCR. Thank you. Happy Guitar. And that was the Spotniks. Could almost be mistaken for an early version of the Shadows. Didn't they play the guitar well? They were fantastic. I used to like Hank, particularly when he appeared on the telly regularly with Sir Cliff Richard, although he wasn't Sir then. He's Sir now, isn't he? What's it? He's just made some strange announcement, hasn't he? Was it yesterday? Cliff Richard said, well, I might not be here next year. Well, that applies to all of us, doesn't it? I mean, what a funny thing for him to say. Isn't he, I think he's 80-something now. I mean, I must admit he's aged rather well. I don't think I'll age very well. I'm only 66 and I'm knackered already. Incorporated and Spanish Harlem. Already halfway, more than halfway through today's edition of Instrumental Moods. Hope you're enjoying the music that I've chosen for you today. I've got an unusual version now of a big hit that Michael Jackson had. Not something you'd expect to hear on this programme, really. But I came across an orchestra called the Rock Ridge Synthesizer Orchestra. And they've done all sorts of cover versions of really well-known songs. And there was a Michael Jackson section, so I could have chosen anyone. But I rather like this. It's their version of Smooth Criminal.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed that. I really hope that you enjoyed it as much as I did, actually. The Rockridge Synthesizer Orchestra and their version of the Michael Jackson hit Smooth Criminal. I think I shall look up further tunes by that particular orchestra, because I think it was really, really good. Now then, I'm now going to play something to do with a wedding. This may make some people very happy, others not so. Did you see on the news this week all this controversy about the couple that were caught on the Coldplay video cam? Apparently they were, well, I've seen it for myself. Apparently they were at this Coldplay show. And there was like a camera just sort of dropping in on people left, right and centre. And suddenly there was a picture of this man and this woman who were embracing, who reacted really dramatically. Like, he sort of tried to hide down almost on the floor, and she turned around, turned her back to the camera completely. But it's all turned out that he is, or he was, the chief executive of a large organisation. He's now resigned because it was felt that he's brought the company into disrepute. And apparently it's now emerged as well that he was married, and it hasn't gone down too well with his wife as well. So poor old Chris Martin, you know, the lead singer of Coldplay, making various comments, not realising that they'd just managed to explode their world. Anyhow, that story came to mind because I found a tune for you here. I don't suppose it's going to be shared between the man and his wife. They're probably already an ex-couple. This is the Joe Loss Orchestra. It's called The Wedding Samba. Dum da dum, dum dum da dum. The Wedding Samba by Joe Loss and his orchestra. Now, One of our presenters needs your help for a programme tomorrow evening. Between 6 and 8 tomorrow evening, Neil Porter's going to be around with his theme train. And each week he has a different theme to the programme. And he asks for your suggestions of music he can play which fit in with that particular theme. Now, tomorrow evening, between 6 and 8, the theme is going to be songs with numbers in the title. So he wants to hear from you if you can think of any particular song you'd like him to play which has a number in the title. Now, I've already put forward my suggestion on the BCR Facebook page. I've suggested 2468 Motorway by Tom Robinson. Somebody else has suggested 5705 by City Boy, which is a song. I know which one that is. I haven't heard that for a long, long time. It's a good song, actually. So I look forward to hearing that tomorrow evening. So if you would like to suggest any song with a number or a number of numbers in the title, then Neil would love to hear from you. You can either leave it on the BCR Facebook page or you can... excuse me, or you can email him, studio@bcradio.co.uk. He'd love to hear from you. There must be lots of other ones. Now, the idea is you just choose one tune, right? I made the fatal mistake at one point of coming up with three or four ideas, and Neil told me off because that's it's not fair on other listeners. So just one suggestion, please, of any song with a number in the title, and Neil will do his very, very best to play it for you sometime between 6 and 8 tomorrow evening on BCR during his theme train programme. We'll be right back. over 7 minutes worth of Michel Legrand and what was it called? Oh, Rosetta. There was another group that had a big hit with Rosetta, wasn't it? Can't think who it was. Anyhow, Michel Legrand and Rosetta. Now then, I just want to mention my programme tomorrow afternoon, because for me, it's a special programme. As usual, tomorrow afternoon between 2 and 4, I'll be with you for Spotlight on the Common. It's the programme where I talk about local events in the area and different organisations, sometimes have a local studio guest. And it's a bit of a special one for me tomorrow, because tomorrow it marks 1 year since I started presenting Spotlight on the Common. In fact, it will mark 1 year since I did my first programme on BC Radio. So if you can join me tomorrow, I'd love to have you company. I can't believe a whole year has gone since I started to present my Monday afternoon programme. It's quite incredible. I was talking to the station manager, Liam, earlier on. I remember my first programme because I was quite nervous, despite the fact I've broadcast on loads of different stations. The first programme on a new station is always a little bit frightening. And I remember I had to use the little boys' room before the programme, because the nerves got to me a little bit. So anyhow, if you can join me tomorrow afternoon between 2 and 4 for Spotlight on the Common, I would love to have your company as I celebrate 1 year of that particular programme here on BCR. On the end caught me completely out there. Nothing like a nice cup of tea. That was China Tea by Russ Conway. 5 minutes before the end of the programme, how rapidly this hour passes. And I hope you've enjoyed today's edition of Instrumental Moods. That's Georgi Zamfir and A Time to Say Goodbye. Coming up next, I have a little treat for you. If you were listening last week, you'll know that Claudio decided that he was going to go on to other things. But I did say we might have the occasional recorded programme. So because we don't want you to have a relapse on a Sunday afternoon, we thought we'd share an old Claudio programme with you, which is coming up in less than 2 minutes' time. I'm Steve Lee. Do join me if you can tomorrow afternoon between 2 and 4 for my first anniversary of Spotlight on the Common. I'm going to finish Instrumental Moods today with Billy Joe and the Checkmates. This is called The Drifter. Thank you for your company and keep listening to BCR.